So now the timing and risk tolerance involved in investing in the metaverse and a variety of different aspects of the metaverse will provide extraordinary opportunity in 2022, but even more importantly, for lifetimes to come.
This is the playbook.
Let's talk about the metaverse real quick, because the metaverse was reported by Grayscale to be a $1 trillion opportunity in 2022, right? What are your thoughts on that? Where do you kind of see the opportunity with the metaverse? $1 trillion there. I want to know in your words and kind of pick your brain about it. What are your thoughts on the $1 trillion opportunity there? And how do you think you could kind of use this opportunity to help your goal of empowering 1 billion people?
Great question. So I've lived through and got involved when I graduated law school in Web 1.0, when people, including my mom, told me as I graduated law school and wasn't a real lawyer, she made me take the bar because she said the internet was a fad and that I would lose everything. And meanwhile, I became a millionaire 9 months out of law school, multimillionaire, running Samsung's phone division by 30, running the most notable sports agency in the world through Web 2.0. where we still had people laughing at us, scoffing at us, and making fun of us. And so I've utilized, as I'm a little bit older and more experienced than most people that are dealing in the metaverse, I utilize a keen sense of three different things and why I think is an underestimation of $1 trillion in 2022 is that if you look at the market, if you look at the market makers, yeah, and you look at the margins, you'll see historically the way that human nature applies to is synergistic and supplementary to those three facets that determine what the opportunity economically is. And so if you look at human nature and how it synergistically and supplementary supports the metaverse according to the three components that are monetizable, which are markets, market makers, and margins, if you look at those three, there's a huge alignment that is occurring in 2022. So now the timing and risk tolerance involved in investing in the metaverse and a variety of different aspects of the metaverse will provide extraordinary opportunity in 2022, but even more importantly, for lifetimes to come.
What do you think the value is of bringing like business people? I mean, just on like a basic level, what do you think the value of bringing the basic value of bringing cream of the crop business people to the NFT space? And then could you tie that into what we're doing in terms of, you know, metavesting, right? We're going to be metavesting and having these business people. What will they provide? And I want to also talk about the value that you bring, David, on a big level, because there's so much value there.
Well, there's three things that they do, business people, that is, in a wide variety of industries, careers, and jobs that you've brought into this project. And the first is just capital, right? Experienced business people have a lot more capital and access to capital, and capital is what fuels new opportunity. And this is what is going to make this so successful, too, is you have so many people that have that type of capital and access to capital. The second is just situational knowledge. When you aggregate the situational knowledge and experience, this quote-unquote dummy tax that I talk about so often for people, when we aggregate hundreds and hundreds of years and billions of dollars of experience, situational knowledge, a knowledge that is invaluable through the lessons that have been learned, we now have an exponential factor of acceleration that allows us to increase the learning curve as well as amplify the message, as well as secure and have vision or awareness to certain opportunities as things grow and accelerate at exponential rates as well. And then finally, the relationship capital that comes along with these business people from the variety of industries, careers, and jobs that are available when we know that people are the most important thing. People are what create economies. People are what create the markets, the market makers, and the margin. And when you have people like savvy and situational experience business people that have success and liquidity and dummy tax and relationship capital, we now increase the spheres of influence, which only open up three different things: these open minds, open hearts, and open hands, providing more and more acceleration and momentum, more and more awareness and capital fuel into this economy to provide all types of aspects. So if you take someone, for example, that may have extreme experience in the real estate market, obviously applicable to NFTs and blockchains, being able to have fractionalized ownership, authenticated transference without fees, utilizing the fractionalization in order to incorporate higher value and liquidity and that authentication in who owns the chain of ownership, which is so important in real estate, and being able to aggregate the capital with the relationship capital and situational knowledge. There's so many different aspects of so many different areas. And I think one of the last things before I hand it back over is the dummy tax also provides the ability to not only trust people, but as you see already in the space, to vet. So the more experience you have in traditional business, the more experience you have in understanding how to be successful in all aspects of business, including the metaverse, it is so important not only to trust the right people, but to vet everyone. What does that mean? We know what questions to ask. We're not uncomfortable asking uncomfortable questions. We take accountability for making sure that we're asking the right questions in order to facilitate clarity, balance, focus, and confidence economically in what we're doing. And so I think harnessing all three of those areas with the savvy business people, the experienced people that you have, understanding the capital that's involved, the dummy tax, the situational knowledge, and finally, that relationship capital, which is invaluable, being able to open up the spheres of influence of open minds, open hearts, and open hands, just aggregates and accumulates this into an extraordinary opportunity at the right place at the perfect time.